Today's shiur mishnah b'ruyom is simin shin sadi zayin din shvisa sayochid v'chei levu mahalaf al paya mama. We're going to learn about the halachas of where a person situates himself at the beginning of Shabbos and his property and the 2,000 amos that he has from his makom shvisa. So we'll see kol adam aleph kol adam sheyesh lo al paya mama lefal ruach. Unlike yesterday, we saw a machlokes regarding the dalet amos of a person if he went out of his tchum, whether or not he has only in one direction or in both directions. When it comes to the alpayim ama that a person has after he establishes his makom of shvisa, his makom where he was at the onset of Shabbos, he has 2,000 amos in all directions, chutz me'arba amos, outside of his dalet amos, of where he was. If he was, for example, in a bika at the beginning of Shabbos, where he was not in any area where that's enclosed, he's out in the wilderness, so he has 2,000 amos from his dalet amos, or from the makom, which, as we saw yesterday, is the equivalent of his dalet amos. For example, if he's in a city, if he's in a enclosed area that is for residential purposes, or even a stam enclosed area, if you remember, if it's up to 2 sa, he has from outside of those 2 sa, how many amos? 2,000 amos. So it's either 2,000 amos from his dalet amos, 2,000 amos from the edge of the city, 2,000 amos from the enclosure, and that's how much he has. Mishnah Brura, alpayim ama. So this Mishnah Brura we already discussed yesterday in our intro to the whole halachas of Tchumen, and look what he says. Alpayim amah, v'hu takanas hacham. So he's going to go now here with the first opinion, that the 2,000 amos is takanas hacham. Again, this is all based on Tanayim, Gemara, Rishonim, and different opinions. V'hu takanas hacham. It's a takanas hacham. Divin HaTorah mutter la'alechit. In HaTorah, it's mutter to go ahead and walk outside the Tchum ad shnei masar mil, up until 12 mil, which is the Shia Kishia Machane Yisrael in the Midbar. Midbar, Shafzika shnei masar mil, they had 12 mil in the Midbar. Uvi Yosef Mizeh, going outside the Shia of the Machane Yisrael, that's Aser. Uchid Yisiv, Al Yetzeh, Ish Mimkomo, person should not leave his Mako Vahai Mimkomo, and that Mimkomo Migaraisa, according to this opinion, Kaei Ala Machane. And then he goes on, Varve Poskim Cholkim, there are many Poskim that are Cholik, Vomim Digam Chutz Vashnei Masar Mil, they hold it. Even outside of 12 mil, Eino Asim Natorah is not Asim Natorah. Vahai Al Yetze, Eino Ella Azhara. And the words Al Yetze in the Pasuk is referring to a warning, not with respect to Tchumin, but rather Linyan Hotzah, Kalim, Rishus Lashus. Rather, it's a Hazhara with respect to the Isser of carrying, of transporting from Rishus to Rishus, from domain to domain, but not referring to any Isser Tchumin. How we hold Halacha Lamaisa is a big. Machokes later on as well, and we'll get to it in Tochtalid. But there are nafkaninas, obviously, in terms of whether things are Dairaisa or Dirabanan. Many also say that even if you view 12 mil as Dairaisa, when it comes to Yomtif, we view that as Dirabanan, and there'll be nafkaninas in terms of bringing a shofar, if it's necessary with a guy outside of the 12 mil. Biter. Those are halacha lemaisa shaylas that are for you to ask your local rav. Move biter. Sif katan beis chutz me'arba amosav. So you have 2,000 amos outside of your dalet amos. The makomo shel adam b'chol makom, the makom of a person everywhere. Sheshoveis where he's shoveis, assuming he's not in a city or an enclosed area. Hu arba amos kidlel is arba amos as we saw, and hu misham, and from the dalet amos yeshlo alpayim alma l'chol ruach. And from those dalet amos he then has. Another alpayim ama to all sides. Nimsa, it comes out, the yachol lahalech mamidas raglav alpayim ba'arba amos, so therefore he would have 2,004 amos going in the direction that he chooses to go in. Sif katan gimel, meha makom she shavas bo, or from the place where he had his shisa, meaning that the dalet amos of a person usually is not really his dalet amos, because he's usually in some type of enclosure, enclosed city, or some type of tchum of a city that begins outside the city. And that's why we say perush, yim shavas mimakom mukaf machitzas. If he's in a place that is enclosed, chashu kulu ka'arba amos, the whole area is considered like arba amos, the yeshlo alpayim saviv, and he has 2,000 amos around from that makom, from the makom ahu, whether it's enclosed for residential purposes, and where you have it from the edge of the enclosure no matter what, or whether it's not for residential purposes, we'll have up to 2 beisa, and the halachas of the cities, we'll see coming up how that works. So whatever the equivalent of the makom shvisa of the person, he has 2,000 amos from that. We're now up to Sif beis. Kadosh Allah v'yom, because the person was Ben Ashmashos, he was in a Bikkah, and he doesn't know how far is it Tumch Shabbos from there. He doesn't know what 2,000 Amos is. So, Mahalech Alpayim Siyos, he's allowed to walk 2,000 steps, Benonis, average steps, Shehem Tchum Shabbos. And you can assume that that is his Tchum Shabbos. Sif Katan Dalet, Mahalech Alpayim Levad Arba Amos, he can walk 2,000 steps besides the Dalet Amos, it's really 2,004. Hey, Siyos Benonis, and these are average steps. What does that mean? Chatzi ama makoyim matzav haregel. The way this is assumed is he gets a chatzi ama for where, let's say, his foot is situated, and he has chatzi ama who bein regel le regel b'psiya b'nonis, and the step that he takes between each step is another chatzi ama. So that gives you the full ama of each full step. And it comes out that we're talking about specifically here, since this is a way of measuring, and measuring is aser on Shabbos, so there has to be a Tzorech Shabbos for him to go and walk, let's say, 1,500 Amos. So he has some Tzorech on Shabbos to do that, and therefore it will be considered Mikri Medida Shal Mitzvah. It will be considered a Medida, a measuring of Mitzvah, which would be permitted. Kidlel Simon Shinvav Siv Zayin, like we see earlier, in Simon Shinvav Siv Zayin. We're up to Sif Gimel. Kishem She'ein Adam Rashay Lahalech. The same way it is usher for a person to go ahead and walk any more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos and Yom Tov in each direction, so too his property, his items, and his animals, no one is allowed to go ahead and take his items further than the 2,000 amos shel baleim of the baal. So that means if someone else is able to walk based on his tchum 3,000 amos, because he set up his tchum, he set up an area with a tchumin which allowed him to walk 3,000 amos from here, based on the way he set up his eruv tchumin, he would not be allowed to take that other person's object with him, because the other person's object only has up to 2,000 amos. Vim ervu, and that's why he says, im ervu baleim leruach achas. Similarly, if the Baal sets up an Eruv in one direction, then Ein Shum Adam Yachol Lo Licham L'Ruach HaCheres. And therefore it comes out that another person would not be able to take the object in a different direction, Afilu Psiya Achas, even one step, B'makom She'ein HaBaalim Yachol Lo, where the Baal cannot go ahead and walk. In other words, wherever the Baal, the owner of those objects, has established his Shvisa, has his 2,000 Amos where he's allowed to go, that's where these items are allowed to go, and no one else can take them based on their ability to walk to a certain place. It goes by the owner of the objects, not by the one who is taking it to the place that he's taking it. So that's what he's going to be spelled out here in the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Vav, Kach, the Makom Sha'adam Kone Shom Shvisa. So in a place where a person establishes his Shvisa, his Makom, his starting point on the beginning of Shabbat, Konim Shav Kelav, who Behemos of that becomes the makom shvisa of the person's property, the negror machrav, because it goes after the owner of the items. Sifkat and zayin kelev, his property, his literally his kelim, his utensils, or his clothes. Says v'hu adin peirosa, the same thing would be his food, his produce that he owns. V'chol davar shayachlos. That's why I translated kelev as his items. Umayri biyomtov. And now, what are we talking about? How could he carry items? How could anyone carry items? You're not allowed to carry, right? Outside on Shabbos, right? Even if it's a Carmelist, you can't carry. So he says, what are we talking about? He says, number one, Mayri B'Yom Tov. We could be talking about, of course, as we said, there's an Isser Tchumen on Yom Tov as well. So we could be talking about Yom Tov, we're allowed to carry. The less Bei Mishum Isser Otzah, there's no Isser of carrying. Kiyem Mishum Tchumen, the only issue is going to be Tchumen. The B'Shabbos, as we just said, Halo Oselot Tzichus La'arabah. We can't be talking about taking items outside the Tchum, because you're not allowed to carry more than two, four Amos on Shabbos. It has to be talking about Yom Tov. Or he says, Inami, we could be talking about Shabbos. When we talk about Kela, we're talking maybe the Malbush clothes. Shalom Veisha Adam Allah, that a person's wearing. The Bezeh, Leka Mishum Otsa. Here, there's no Isra Otsa. Kiyim Mishum Isra Tchumen. The only issue is going to be Tchumen, because as you know, you're allowed to wear things, Derech Malbush, and there's no Isra Otsa. Now, Malbush Nigra Rachar Ba'alav, then Malbush. So it comes out that even though there won't be any carrying, because a person could wear his clothes, the one who's wearing it, if he's wearing someone else's clothes, so there will be an Isser Tchumen, even though the one who's wearing it is allowed to walk 3,000 amos from here, or is allowed to walk in this direction, since the Bailam, the one who owns the clothes, his makom shvisa would not allow the object to go there, so the person would not be able to go ahead and wear these clothes to where he's going, because he's not the owner, and you have to follow the makom shvisa of the owner. That's what Sifkat Mechet says. Ein yachol shum adam, no one. Afilu haya besoch tchumo shel hamolech. As we said, even if it's in the tchum of the one who's taking it, it's not going to help. We follow the tchum of the owner of these items. Back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, la'ein la'el sof simen shin hey. Check out earlier, the end of simen shin hey. Whether in mutter limsor behema la'akum, whether or not a person's allowed to give over his animal to a non-Jew, b'makom she'esh lachosh, in a situation where you are choshesh, that maybe yotzi'enu chutz l'tchum, maybe he will take it outside the tchum. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this, sif katan tes, la'ein la'el, so simen shin hey, sham avur la'heter. So there, it spells out that it is mutter to go ahead and give it to the non-Jew. La'ein sham Mishnah Berurah, and if you saw the Mishnah Berurah there, he says the Yesh Machmirin, there are those that are actually Machmir, not to give it to a non-Jew if you are Choshesh that he will take your items outside the Tchum, your animals outside the Tchum. La'olam nogin leheter, the olam is a noeg that it's okay to do this. However, what they say is, achein letzavoso, what you're supposed to do is, when giving it to the non-Jew, you have to tell him, she'elichenu chutz l'tchum aser, that if he takes it outside the Tchum, it will be aser, so before giving it to him, and him being in possession of it, he has to know that he is not allowed to take it outside the tchum, and then you don't have to worry if whatever he does, he does. Sif dalet. Hamoser behem told him, no, harehi kiragle ha'av. If someone gives over his behema to his son, that is kiragle ha'av. Harehi kiragle ha'av. It is the equivalent of giving it over to any person, and therefore it's viewed as the regel of the owner, who's the father. This is in contrast to, as we will see coming up in Sif Hei, giving it over to a roe. In certain situations, the roe takes over and it becomes like the raglei roe for some reason, as we'll see coming up. But that's not the way, the Shulchan Aruch says, we treat the animal when it is given over to the son. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The lo kiraglei haben amalicham. It's not going to be viewed when it's given over to the son as the sons, because it's the normal thing for a person to give his own items to his kids, and he's not giving it over to the son's rishus, he's not giving it over to him. Same would be true even if he gave it to him before Shabbos, nami dina hachi, that would be the halacha. However, there are many, however, that are cholik on the mechaber, that the son is no different than another person who is considered a roe, lachi imuragil tamid lemasro no lereosa, if he's giving it over, not stam, just, you know, the person just has the object and he's taking it, but rather he is a roe, dino kemasro leroe, the halacha would be like giving it over to a roe, b'sif hei, dafilu masro lo b'shabbos gufa, even if you give it over to him on Shabbos itself, Arehu Keraglov, it will be like the Raglov of the Beno, who will be like the Roa. So here we have a Machlokas. Now, what is the issue of the Roa? So we'll see now, Sif Hei. Sif Hei. So now, as again, up until now, we've seen that the owner, the Makom Shvisa, is defined by the owner. So his Kalim, his Behemos, they're only allowed to go where he's allowed to go, not someone else. Not where someone else who takes them is allowed to go. But, as we just said, that's not going to be the case when you're dealing with a roe. And the bno we just saw, according to many poskim, will have the same rules. That if the bno happens to be a roe, then unlike what seems to be implied by the Shulchan Aruch, the bno would follow the klalim that we're going to establish now by a roe. Now, what's different about a roe? So we'll see. Mesarar l'roe. You give it over to a roe, afilu nesna lo b'yomtov. Even if you give it to him on yomtov, harehu keragle haroe. This becomes now like the Raglei Roa, because it becomes like it's the Roas, and it's no longer viewed like the owners. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yudalef, misra l'roa. Afil l'roa akum, even if you give it to a non-Jewish Roa, even a non-Jewish shepherd. Tareyu kefhefzei akum, it becomes like the items of the akum. The kaimalon, we hold it by an akum. He's also kone shvisa. He establishes his makom of shvisa. Veino nimshach achar bailim. He did not go after the bailim's shvisa, but the non-Jews. Even if it's given to him on Yom Tov, because the assumption is that when it's given to him on Yom Tov,
already on Erev Yom Tov, the das was that the shvisa of his animal is not the same as his. In other words, the owner is already has the mindset not to be kind of shvisa for his animal at this point. Ella, rather, to follow etel haroa, to follow the shvisa of the roa, shemasal ol machar, he's giving it to him tomorrow. And it sounds like from the mechaber, dafilu yesh kama roim beir, even if there are a number of shepherds in the city, since he gives it to one of them, it becomes like the raglei haroa that he gave it to. Aval kama poskin chokin, but there are a number of poskin that are chole al zeh, and they say v'sovrim dehechad shigesh shnei roim beir. Whenever there is two shepherds in a city, even masar leachad biyomtov, even if he gives over to one on yomtov, harehu keraglei habaylim, it will not become the raglei haroa, but it will stay the raglei habaylim. Why? Meyachash lo huvrar me'erev yomtov, because since it was not already clear and established b'shas kniyah shvita at the time of the shvisa of the bailim, lemi yimsor lemachar. It wasn't established which roa he's giving to it. Therefore, nishar mimela, it stays therefore b'shus habaylim, and this animal could only go to the tchum of the bailim. Imlo shiragil tamid limsor lechaleim, unless it is where this particular person has a particular roa that he always gives it to. To us then, harehu kiraglei haroa hahu. Then we could presume that already before Shabbos, it was already projected to go to this roa, and he did not go ahead and establish any shvisa for himself with this animal, but rather it was projected to the roa that he usually gives it to already from Erev Shabbos. Now, why does it say Masara L'Roa Afilu Nasala V'Yomtov as opposed to Shabbos? So he says, V'da, the Mashakasa V'Yomtov Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Dafka Yomtov, could be Shabbos. The Shayach Zegam, this also is Shayach with respect to Shabbos, if it was given on to whoever it is on Shabbos. V'chein Din, and so too the halachas coming up in Sif Ches, Sif Tes, and Sif Yud Aleph, when it terms it Yomtov as opposed to Shabbos, when it's given on Yomtov as opposed to Shabbos, doesn't mean Dafka Yomtov and not Shabbos, be Yomtov. Because this halacha, as well as the din, right, b'chein din, sif, ches, tes, and yid aleph, are all talking about things that on Shabbos also is not an issue, because like an animal, right, it works by itself. There's no iser hotzah, and ches, tes, and yid aleph are talking about clothing, things like that. So therefore, it applies equally to Yomtov and Shabbos. However, shari dinim, the other halachas are shayek, rak, be Yomtov, where on Yomtov, these are not aser. And since these other halachos that we're going to see coming up that are only shayach to Yom Tov, because it comes also with Isurei Shabbos, other Isurei Shabbos, so once those other halachos, Lugabe Tchumen, are only relevant to Yom Tov, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch here says specifically Yom Tov, even though Shabbos would apply as well, because a roeh could go ahead and walk an animal, because he's not carrying it, the animal's walking by itself, and the only issue would be the Isser of Tchumen, and therefore we have to establish whose Tchumen is, and the Shulchan Aruch now goes on to distinguish and says, V'imrasra, misara l'shneiroi. But what happens if the animal is not given over to one roeh? Then, harehi keragle ba'leh. Then, the halacha is, it does not become like the roeh's following the shvita of the roeh, but rather it follows the shvisa of the owner. Because when it's given to two roim, then not one of them takes it over for his particular, it doesn't become his particular shvisa, that roeh, because it was given to two roim. And therefore, it follows the raglei ba'aleha. We'll see this is not so simple that it follows the raglei ba'aleha, but definitely does not follow the raglei roim, as we'll see. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Yigimel. In the case where there are a number of roim, so in such a situation, when there are a number of roim, it's not the derech to go ahead and give it so that it'll be in his reshus with respect to shvisa. And then he goes on and he says as follows: he says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate whether the animal was delivered to the two roim, the shepherds, before Shabbos or on Shabbos. However, he says, many disagree. He says as follows, Aval, Rabim Cholkim Azer, Usvir Ludim Vasa Leber Shabbos, Ein Afgan Mina Bein Roe Echad Lekam Aroim, Uvechulan Arayu Karagli Aroim, Vein Molichin Osam Elo Lamakom Shashnei Aroim Yichom Lalech. He says, the others are all Chaylek, all these Cholkim, and they hold that when delivered before Shabbos, it does not matter whether it was delivered to one or many roim. And in all circumstances, in such a situation, the animal is like the raglay of the roim and may only go where the roim may travel. And he says, he says, but if when he delivered to them the animal, he did not specify which one is the roe, and then on Shabbos he chose one, then it is like the feet of the raglay bailim, not of the roim, since he did not go ahead and choose. He did not choose before Shabbos. Same would be if he gave it to two roim on Shabbos itself. This is the opinion of the majority of poskim, that it would be keraglay ha bailim. Just a very interesting halacha lemaisa application of what we saw earlier in Sif Gimel. So we had seen that it's not only the person himself who has a 2,000 amma limitation in travel, but also the items that he owns. So the Pasuk can discuss what happens to a person's clothing when he must travel beyond the tchum to save someone's life. Do his clothing adopt his allowance to go beyond the tchum, or do they retain their original restriction to remain within their owner's tchum? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tes Vav, his svara is that a person's possessions should be categorized the same as the person. And therefore he says that the person was permitted to travel beyond the tchum for a life-saving mission, his possessions are also permitted to go beyond the tchum, and therefore, furthermore, he says, after the mission is complete, just as we now consider the person to be a resident of the location where the mission was performed, and is granted 2,000 amos in each direction, so too his clothing are treated as though they took up residence in this new location, and they can be transported 2,000 amos in every direction. Ad kan.